Jimmy, that was a topsy-turvy cup tie and your lads gave it a real good go, didn't they?
Yeah, I have to applaud their work ethic and their ability to stay in there. You know, we've had a lengthy period away due to the COVID situation at the football club. So, you know, I can only take my hat off to the way they competed and stayed within the game.
Yeah, I wondered when it went into extra time just how much of an impact a 17-day break might have had on your squad.
Yeah, we always knew it was going to be difficult. And if I'm being really honest, and I've just said to the boys in the change room there, I think, you know, for 30 minutes, I thought we were excellent. I thought we had some real good control, some real intensity with and without the ball. And really importantly, we had that intensity without the ball to getting around them and to hurry them up and to force mistakes. And I think if I'm being brutally honest, you know, from that 30-minute mark, I seen a deterioration in terms of, you know, our fitness. And dare I use the word, you know, one or two got a little bit fatigued and rather than committing to a press, would stay in a trap and stay in a hole. And they grew into the game for that 15-minute spell, and you know, so we pretty much come off script for 15 minutes, allowed them back into the game, and we go in at half-time level.
But in that period, you really did take the game to them, and Carl Hudlin, your tall striker, getting that goal. I'm fascinated by him having come up from step seven, a really tall striker. It was a good finish, and he was a thorn in their side throughout that first half.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's always going to be a threat and a handful because his physique and his stature and. As you quite rightly said, he's come from step seven, he's come from nowhere. When he walked in the building, the first thing you're blown away by is his physical presence. But he's also a very good footballer, you know, and he's got a lovely growth mindset. He wants to improve. He's desperate to be a professional footballer and play as high as he can. And hopefully we can give him that platform, you know, with development in terms of coaching and improving his game and hopefully a platform to prove what a good footballer he is.
And the other one of your goal scorers, Jordan Cranston, almost had a point to prove back at his old ground. It was a really nice finish and he was impressive throughout as well.
Yeah, Jordan's been very, very good. I think in the summer, you know, part of my recruitment plans were heavily hinged upon making sure Jordan Cranston comes to the football club. I'd known him through the academy setup when he was at Wolves. I'd watched his career from afar, and I think he's a fantastic player. And I think he's a player that can play League Two, League One all day long. You know, so for us to get him at Solihull, we're very, very fortunate. You're right. He had the bit between his teeth to, you know, to try and prove a point coming back to his old football club.
Yeah. A couple of headers in that first half. I suppose with the chances you had in that first half hour or so, did you need to be in at the break a little bit further clear in order to have a chance in this tie?
Yeah, we mentioned it briefly at half time that we felt we could have been two or three goals to the good. Obviously, the one that come off the post, and as you said there, Cranner with a couple of opportunities, you know, with the heady contact. And I think in that 30-minute period, if we'd have come in, you know, been two up or three up, I think we would have thoroughly deserved it. Obviously with that lengthy spell out and the physical condition of the boys, and you know, they've obviously deteriorated physically to a certain degree. You know, we probably would have needed that cushion of more than one goal.
21 places between the two sides in the period. You wouldn't have seen that, certainly in the first half at least. You've shown that you can go toe-to-toe with a League Two outfit, haven't you, I think, this afternoon?
I believe so, yeah. And if I'm being honest with you, I don't think there's a great difference between the two leagues. The National League now, you know, I think probably 90% of them are full-time football clubs, there or thereabout, you know, and some real, real good football played there. And it's a very, very good level. So I don't think there's an awful lot of difference between the two divisions. You know, but we're challenging and hoping to challenge to get the football club into the Football League. And I think over the last two games against League Two opposition, you know, we've proved that if we do get there, even with the current squad and what we've got, we'll be able to compete.
That's the cliche, I suppose, when you do go out of a cup competition, in that you will be looking at the league now and you're playing a little bit of catch-up, obviously, with the break that you've had, but you're still in touching distance with some fantastic home form and clean sheets as well, and you'll be looking to pick up now in the National League and get as high as you can.
100%, yeah. I mean, my mindset and my goal when I spoke to the football club before I was appointed was, yeah, I'm a winner. You know, so if I come into the football club, my aspirations are to win the league, not to go up by the playoffs, it's to win the league, and we need to get back on track now with our league campaign and win as many games as we possibly can and see where we end up.